Ephesians 4 says this is what God wants to do with us. Throw off your old sinful nature and former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. If we surrender our lives to God, He can turn our dried-out, dying lives into something beautiful and new. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint. CenteringLives.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, how's the new year looking?
Oh, the new year is great. I'm so glad to be in 2018. Everything here at Eastbrook is wonderful.
This is a great time of year to drop by Eastbrook Flea Market and find all the treasures.
When you come in, we've got the rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. One more spring-like day before the Arctic Express rolls back into town soon. Today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight and tomorrow through midday. High tomorrow in the 50s during the morning, then 44 by the afternoon as temperatures fall and it becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night, overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high 44, but the winds make it seem colder. 24 Sunday morning and Sunday's high barely in the low 40s. With all these weather changes, our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear, wherever you are, I know that my heart will go on.
Yes. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah. It is the big broadcast.
podcast. It's called Happy Hour. It's Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I can lose the nickname Snot. We're clearing it up. It's Greg Goodell with my title on sidekick.
Joey.
And
here they are.
The much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams.
Wow, thank you.
Welcome, your horniness.
What?
Don't ask. It was just the reference to the cornets that just greeted him.
Oh, the royal horns. You know, that's the origin of toot your own horn.
It is.
Yeah, people would come in and have their own their heralds or whatever, and then toot your own horn. Hey, here comes the royal person.
I can see that.
Terry came in bearing gifts better than Bitcoin today.
Indeed. Well, I've been on that wild ride before.
These. Please thank Mrs. Much Beloved and Glorious.
Oh, they're
unless you made these, did
no.
you?
Oh, no. No.
They're so good.
No, not me.
It's one of the best homemade snacks on the planet. I've got to learn how to do those. No, I don't. If I do, I'll weigh 500 pounds. They'll be putting me on TLC, my 500-pound talk show. Not my reality show. There's been all this ridiculous talk about the Oprah monster running for president. You know, the same liberals that were shrieking, we can't have a billionaire reality show host for president, are now saying, let's have a billionaire reality show for president. Ass and holes, all of them. They're just such confused, bewildered people. How about Walmart today raising their starting salary by a buck and raising the salaries of employees down the line because of the tax cut?
Yep, it's amazing how that works.
Yeah. And you think the media is going to be...
Nope.
Nope.
Makes Trump look good. They're not going to talk about it.
They're not going to talk about it.
It's controlled, totally.
So we're going to open with a clip. This is from Alex Jones, but it features Paul Joseph Watson. Talking about Oprah. Now, if you do a basic Google search of photos featuring Oprah and Harvey Weinstein, they're there by the dozens. I mean, she. In fact, it looks like she's pimping young women to him in a couple of those pictures.
She may be.
But this is an interesting little analysis here by PJW. We haven't played anything from him in a while, so let's give it a listen.
Well, it's very simple, Alex. And the left uses this tactic against the right all the time. And in most cases, in most prominent cases at least, people on the right completely cave in. They apologize. They bow to the witch and to the mob, to the Twitch folk people. And it's simply a petition. People say, oh, people just ignore petitions. What's the point in that? Well, that's entirely the point. It's a petition demanding that Oprah Winfrey disavow her friend, Harvey Weinstein. Now, if she ignores the petition and it has 100, 200,000, 300,000 signatures, that's a pretty big deal. So the whole point is for her to ignore the petition, which she overwhelmingly likely will. If she does disavow him, then more power to her. We had an impact. But it's simply a petition. Listen, Alex, she got up there at the Golden Globes at an event organized, run, hosted by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. This is a media organization, a collection of journalists that report on only Hollywood. What have they said about the sexual abuse scandal in Hollywood for the past 20 years? Nothing. Absolutely nothing whatsoever, despite the fact that everybody knew about it for the best part of the past 20 years. Remember, it was going to come out in 2004. New York Times, they spiked that story. This organization has known about it. You have people like Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, who knew about what he was doing to women in the 90s. This was like two decades nearly before Oprah Winfrey was hanging out with him. Close professional relationship. You've seen the pictures. She's literally nuzzling his ear in one case.
Ugh.
There's a picture of her with the actress Cadian Noble when they met Weinstein at a 2014 event in London.
Doesn't she look terrified, that young girl in that photo?
Oh, yeah, she does.
She looks like she just swallowed her Uvalva.
Noble, who went on to file a lawsuit against Weinstein for basically raping her, said that Oprah was swinging off his arm in reference to Weinstein to lure her in with the promise of boosting her career. So you've got all this happening. You've got Oprah Winfrey rehabilitating Bill Clinton back in 2004 after everybody knew about his sexual predatory activity. You've got Oprah Winfrey endorsing Hillary Clinton after she intimidated Bill Clinton's rape victims. Oh, but now Oprah Winfrey's this big representative of the Me Too movement. You've got Meryl Streep sat back in the audience, and they showed a clip of her on Sunday night, nodding, yes, this is our movement now. Meryl Streep, the woman who stood up and applauded a paedophile rapist in Roman Polanski, you know, 15 years after he was arrested, defended him, 5 years after that, defended him. Absolutely incredible. You've had a bunch of women come forward over the past 6 months with new accusations that Roman Polanski raped, abused them. What did Meryl Streep say about that? Nothing. So they all get up in front of each other. They all agree with each other. They're all responsible for covering up this sex abuse scandal for at least 20 years. Oh, but no, they're now the representatives of abused women. Absolutely sick, rampant hypocrisy. And now Oprah Winfrey is at the head of it, having palled around, nuzzled Harvey Weinstein, featured in innumerable photos with him at public events, at award ceremonies, over the past 10, 15 years.
I mean, it's obvious they've got a relationship. It's obvious they've got a relationship, and she's known as being pretty wild. And that's all legal. Luring women in to a known rapist, that's a whole other quantity, as you just said. She's actually sticking her tongue in his ear. And again, rebooting the whole Clinton dynasty repeatedly, exactly when they're known sexual predators. I mean, Oprah Winfrey is a monster. Please continue, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, you had Courtney Love back in 2005 saying, you know, don't let Harvey Weinstein take you to a hotel room.
Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party in the Four Seasons.
You had Seth MacFarlane making jokes about it a few years ago at the Golden Globes, I think it was. Basically, on the basis that everybody knew he was a sexual predator.
Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Scott Rosenberg, screenwriter, actor, and producer, whose first two films were distributed by Weinstein's company, Miramax. He said, quote, everybody effing knew about Weinstein's behavior in Hollywood. Yet she's palling around with him. Oh, but she knew absolutely nothing. I mean, how many photos does she have to appear with him in? I mean, I just did a Google images search, and it was just like two solid pages of it. It wasn't just one thing where, oh, I appeared in a photo with him, it's nothing. They're best buddies, got a professional relationship, worked together on projects. And then you get to the other aspect with Oprah Winfrey, Alex, which is when she said in a 2013 BBC interview, she thinks generations of older people, meaning white people, quote, just have to die to solve the problem of racism. Oh, so this is our big uniter, is it? The woman who says old white people need to die.
There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
Thank you,
absolutely
Adolf.
Incredible. Wow. Sign this petition. If we get like 100,000 signatures, she will not disavow Weinstein. Then that's going to be a massive story. They hounded Trump for months. Will you disavow David Duke? No, you never even met David Duke, but they just kept throwing it at him for months. Will the media cover this? How many signatures can we get on this petition, which is up right now at Infowars.com?
Wow.
Hey, so there's a simple solution to racism. Let's just get all those old white folks to die, because they haven't changed. They haven't
marinated in the racism.
They're marinated, because there's no such thing as racism from anybody else, right?
Oh, no, it's not possible.
I'm so sick of this crap.
Shaving cream.
1,920,000 hits if you just Google her and him. 1,920,000 Google hits.
Wow.
It's my big takeaway from that clip. Is Alex Jones, like, perpetually constipated?
Well, he does have that tire.
Well, he takes the patented Rush Limbaugh growl to a whole new level.
Well, it's nanobots, Terry. It's nanobots.
There you go.
Oh, he sounds like he's sitting down to a large meal.
Yes.
I'm hungry.
He probably is. He's a big guy, you know. He's a Texan.
3:16 is the time. Is it just me, or is it warm up here?
It's warm up
here. It is warm, actually.
Rich Thomas is trying to kill us with this weather. He really
no,
is.
No, not Rich.
At the beginning of the week, we were freezing our baguettes off, and now it's like, what, 75? What is the temperature?
It's warm out there.
And I can believe here. We have rain and then another Arctic blast coming.
I love those Arctic blasts.
You know, there was a scientific explanation offered this morning for 75. It's 75. I wonder if that's a record.
Probably. Well, no, not down here. It's not.
So let's see. There's light rain on the Living Fear Doppler, but that's it. Nothing of substance close. And then I guess late tonight is when we start to see the showers. It looks like tomorrow morning's rush hour is also going to be
body shops really are going to love that.
Mm-hmm. Accidents galore. So yes, that's the forecast for today. But 75 degrees, you know, all this back and forth. That's when I think people get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Your body adjusts to cooling temperatures, and then you gradually adjust to temperatures warming up. But this 50-degree difference in the span of a couple of days.
Yeah, and you're working that thermostat, too.
But there was a scientific explanation offered for these cold blasts today. I saw it prominently featured on a number of websites. It was blamed on January.
Ah. Oh.
Hmm.
January, yeah, these Arctic, and of course, Yahoo's out there trying to explain that, well, you see, there is global warming. These are freak occurrences, these Arctic blasts.
Freak occurrences.
Never happened previously.
No,
this
never.
Does not, in any way, shape, or form, bust the global warming hoax.
We can't do that. We can't bust that.
These are freak occurrences.
Freak occurrences. So is Washington, D.C.
So I'm wondering, should I post this Oprah video on Facebook?
Absolutely.
I'm just...
I remember that when it came out.
How long ago was that?
A few years ago. 2-3 years ago.
About what, the old white people must die? Or...
Yeah. I don't think she was advocating pogroms or anything, but, you know, let time do its work.
Well, you know, those are the kinds of...
The fullness of time.
Yes. We never escape it.
Well, you know, maybe, and I think there are hidden plans to balance the population somehow. Mm-hmm.
Not so hidden anymore.
That stuff freaks me out.
So,
population, depopulation. It's happening.
There's that.
Well, maybe we just need the rise of the Khans again. Just have them take over it. The Mongols will rise again. Not the South. There won't be a fourth Reich.
Is this another one of your H.L. Mencken quotes?
No. No, this is just me blabbering away. We need... What I always used to say Genghis Khan. I think it's Genghis? Hmm. Genghis Khan? Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
It's Genghis or Genghis. I'm not sure.
No, it's Genghis Khan and Genghis Formalwear.
Okay.
And Sykes and Khans.
Right.
Yeah.
We're at... 320, if you established some goals for yourself in 2018 relative to weight loss, accomplishing more, and so forth, why don't you connect with Infusion and let them help you? The natural way, IV vitamin therapy, it's the way to go. I just got a note from Rich. Rich was over there today at Infusion. And let's see, what got my IV. And there's a new oral glutathione daily supplement that you can take as well. And it's something you may want to ask about. In addition to IV vitamin therapy, these are things that, reinforce your immune system. If you end up with sun, there's a lot of stuff going around now. You may want to go get, a highly concentrated dose of vitamin C. I wish I had done that. I was offered that, and I said, no.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. It might have kept me from getting this this sinus condition. But these things work because 100% of the vitamin combo that they put into your body goes directly into your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. When you take oral supplements, well, your digestive system doesn't absorb everything that you take. So this system is 100% efficient, and it works. Whether you're looking to boost your energy, lose weight, just let them know what you're trying to accomplish, and Infusion can help you. Of course, they still offer cryotherapy. Cryotherapy and the IV are a great combo together because once you have all that good stuff in your body, the cryotherapy jumpstarts it and, helps your system distribute it to where it needs to go. Helps get rid of minor aches and pains, keep your energy level up so that you don't feel like you're dragging your butt behind you with both hands. You know, that feeling of, oh, God, can I get through the day? If you're tired of feeling that way, call 296-1662. 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori or any of the staff at Infusion and ask about these state-of-the-art treatments that work because it's medicine. This is not voodoo therapy. This is the real deal. And they've made it available here in the River Region to folks at an affordable price. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryolaser.com.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A. HomeMortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and let them show you how you can design a new smart pool with an in-home 3D design consultation. You can have affordable year-round swimming. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free. Go beyond salt and chlorine and swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today for the best warranties in the industry. Visit BlueHaven.com, like them on Facebook, or call 277-3100.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Right, I have something I need Joey.
Joey.
To listen to here. Mm-hmm. This was sent to me, and I just want you to hear it.
Okay.
This is not an attempt to insult you. Or anybody else. It's just...
And now, a minute inside a BMW driver's head.
Oh, traffic. I'm not waiting in this. I got tickets to Imagine Dragons. I'll veer into the other lane. Who cares if I cut anyone off? They'll stop for me. I'm in a Beamer. Man, this car is awesome. I'll tailgate this old lady so she can see how beautiful it is. Whoa, what am I thinking? The roof isn't down. Don't I want everyone to see how my hair whips in the wind? Which button lowers the roof? This warms the seat. This warms the steering wheel. This calls my assistant. This one calls my divorce lawyer. Oh, here it is.
Divorce.
Hey, there's someone driving a Tercel. Hello, poor person.
I love my BMW. I really do. I've always wanted a Roadster. I didn't expect to get a BMW. It's fantastic. And I actually watched a documentary on the history of the company, and I didn't realize that the Nazi era. It wasn't like, okay, the Nazis from the top down go, okay, BMW, you must make our planes and all this stuff. No, the guys at BMW are like, hey, Hitler, we can help you out. I was like, oh, crap. Driving around a stormtrooper.
Porsche 2,
Mercedes. Yeah. And there was this incredible moment where BMW was going to sell off. They weren't making money. And it was a shareholders meeting. And the shareholders, the small shareholders, revolted. If not for that revolt, which was unprecedented, that just did away with the deal, Mercedes and BMW would have been the same company. And we never would have had this incredible competition between the two companies. And I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love those German cars, man.
I am trying to find a clip Nancy Pelosi, showing that the Democrats have no clue. No. No clue when it comes to what's going on. She described...
She's senile.
Well, you know, this Walmart raise today, which is significant. They employ a lot of people. Dollar an hour to somebody working there.
That's a lot of money for them.
That's an extra 40 a week. You know, for whatever reason, whether they're working there part-time or whatever, a raise is a raise. And
they get to keep more of it now because of the tax plan. So
she said something today that will likely have some Democrats taking a second look at her continuing any kind of leadership position.
She's crazy.
She says the pay increases, bonuses, and better benefits companies are giving to workers after Republicans passed the tax cut bills are pathetic and insignificant crumbs. Spoken like a true multimillionaire elitist bitch.
Let them eat cake. Let them eat cake.
I wish I could call her on the air because I would, because that's what she is.
She's a POS, no doubt.
Hey, look, it's the legal eagle and local heartthrob. Yes,
Ben. So what crumbs did Obama give those folks when he was in office?
Yeah, really.
Nothing.
I think all they got was the staff.
Oh, you got geez, that right. I actually had a major meltdown. Excuse me, Chad. I had a major meltdown on the morning show today.
Yeah?
Because Fox had a poll up. Do you know that 49% of the dumb asses in this country are giving Obama credit for the economy? Do you believe that? Yeah. It makes me want to climb to the tallest building and scream,
"You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!"
God darn it!
That's clearly a fun poll, you know? Ridiculous.
You're saying the media would not tell us the truth?
Chad!
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
Hey, by the way, yeah.
There's so many stupid people. What are we going to do?
I know, that's right. Well, you got to stay on the air and educate the folks, you know?
I know what I'll do. I'll take the Oprah approach. Old stupid people need to die. How about that? Let's wipe them out.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's it.
Let's give an IQ test. If we can't get you above 80, you're gone.
That's what Antifa wants to do, and apparently Twitter wants to, you know, basically keep... silently shadow banning people.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? I got to tell you. My wife had an experience with that. When she started posting, this was like a couple of weeks ago. I remember it. She's sitting there, and she was posting, these good economic stories on Trump on Twitter. And they were disappearing faster than she posted them.
Yep.
Absolutely, she would post it, and it was within 2 minutes, not on her feed.
Yep.
And repeat it. She showed me. I mean, I was watching her doing it live. Okay, do another one. Boom, gone. Boom, gone. Boom, gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. I shouldn't be shocked.
Google has become part of this government.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
And the algorithms, yeah.
By the way, Woody Allen used to have a joke. He said he never would buy a Mercedes-Benz because he kept having a dream that it would drive him back at night to Germany. But you guys, look, Mitsubishi did the planes for the Japanese.
Right.
I mean, if we really start looking behind all the corporations, the ball bearing companies.
Look at IBM. The concentration camps couldn't have functioned without IBM and the punch cards and all the technology to keep up.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, all we're that. Flying Coca-Cola by millions of cases to the Germans. It goes on and on, man.
Well, and if you want to really get into it, we were running guns. Kennedy's daddy, Joe Kennedy, was running guns and liquor to him.
Absolutely. And when Ford was selling them trucks. It goes on and on.
Hey, war's big business.
You better believe it. Exactly right. There you go.
All right. Listen, you guys, y'all be good. Don't worry about the idiots that try and give credit. And by the way, $1,800 a year to a minimum wage employee.
That's a fortune.
Is not a joke. I mean,
Absolutely not.
And because most of them are not even going to be taxed on that because it's going to, or going to be taxed on very little of that because, the exemptions have changed.
Mm.
And, but of course, what would Nancy Pelosi know? She's a multi-zillionaire with, multi-zillionaire husband, as a lot of these liberals are.
Yep.
So,
but her idea of suffering is getting
have you guys heard any details about this so-called maybe compromise on DACA? Because the minute I saw Jeff Flake's name is associated with it, I said, uh-oh, get prepared to bark. There's no way Trump's going to sign a Jeff Flake bill.
No.
No. Not no way. Just because it's Jeff Flake.
Yeah, that's true. He is.
He doesn't seem to understand why he has his approval in his home state dropped to 18%.
Cool. Yeah, so he's lucky.
Instead of looking in the mirror, he starts, you know, it's Trump's fault and all this other stuff.
Yeah, he's lucky it's that high. You know? Yeah, no kidding. So, well, I hope they don't blow it because now they're splitting the ticket again down there. Now they've got two Republicans with Joe Arpaio, and then the other, the female who wants to run, I guess that's for his seat. Yeah. And they may end up giving it to the Democrat, so I hope not.
Yeah, me too.
All right, you guys be good. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Chadster.
Now, Greg, has it just been me, or every time I've seen Jeff Flake lately, he seems a little red-faced.
Yeah, he does.
What could be the cause
of that? He's probably embarrassed to be Jeff Flake.
Yeah, it might just be embarrassment. He's blushing perpetually.
We had a speaker that did that once, didn't we?
Since you're here, sir, and we're starting a brand new year, let's talk to the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime about what's happening at Adams Motorsports.
Oh, everything. We got all kind of rebates going on, Greg. We got big rebates. We got low interest rates. So the rebates are big and the interest rates are low. And I tell you, I'm really just blown away by the new Z900 Kawasaki. And I've talked about this before, but in 1973, Kawasaki came out with what's really considered to be the first modern superbike, the Z900, affectionately called the Z1. A inline four dual overhead cam engine. This bike would go 135 miles an hour off the showroom. Fastest thing ever seen from the Japanese. Well, they've redone that bike. We've got a new Z1 that's come out now. Of course, it's got all the technology, liquid cooling. It's got all the electronic aids, traction control, ABS brakes, all that good stuff. It's got the modern suspension, which has the nitrogen in the oil to keep the damping consistent, all this cool stuff. But it looks like the original Z1. The tank, the colors, the little cowling on the back. This thing is drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, I want one bad. I may have to put one in demo. But if you missed the first go-around in 73, don't miss this one. These things are gorgeous, and they're fast. Crazy fast, like all the new sport bikes, but it's comfortable. It's a good, comfortable ride. It doesn't bend you up like a sport bike does. You're not leaning all the way forward. It's a comfortable ride. It's just a great bike. I think Kawasaki's hit a home run with this thing. I wish everybody would come, all the motorcycle people, and you know what I'm talking about in 73, because I wanted one. I was 13 years old, 1 year away from getting my motorcycle license. Man, I had a poster of this thing on my wall in my bedroom. Loved it. Well, now it's back, so just come take a look at this thing. It's gorgeous.
You're the Prime Minister of Playtime. Can't you issue an edict and say, put it in demo so you can play?
Well, yeah, but then I'd have to issue another one for the Treasury Department, the little short mean woman, to cut a check. And that doesn't work so well, you know? We may have to raise taxes on the people in the kingdom to come up with the fielded offers.
I think people would be, all of you would be laughing, you know, if I'm sure our group that comes to Baumhauer's, and again, thanks to everybody that showed up last night. We had a real nice turnout. Wonderful time. Those who have gotten the chance to know Terry and Lynn through our Baumhauer's gatherings, they would be laughing with that, too, because they know Lynn. Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That is the bypass at Hackle.
Hackle.
And you can get a credit app started and browse the inventory at AdamsMotorsports.com. Well, I think since we devoted the first half hour of the show to basically what was a big pile of we should play Shaving Cream.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Coming out of this break, but first,
today is January 11th, Milk Day. Treat Milk Day like a carton of milk. Wake up, pop open the top, and take a sniff. Ooh, it's gone sour. Pour today down the drain and go back to bed on Milk Day.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A brawl at Lee High School yesterday afternoon. Multiple police vehicles on the scene. Six students initially taken into custody. Add to that three more students arrested. And to that roster, two parents arrested. Charges are pending. Injuries were minor. Darius Thomas sentenced to 85 years in prison yesterday. He pulled the trigger at Centennial Hill. Thomas pled guilty to three counts of murder. The mothers of the three victims spoke before sentence was passed. past. Shirley Thomas, mother of Doe B, said she forgave Darius but wanted justice to be served. And a Deedsville woman facing multiple charges, including rape, and she has admitted to having sex with a 13-year-old boy. Jennifer Rose Ingram, age 31, charged with 3 counts of rape, 2 counts of sodomy second, and 1 count of giving a controlled substance to a minor. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again. For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. We have a structure fire, the 100 block of North Jackson. A lot of emergency personnel on the scene there. Also finishing up a fender bender on Woodley Road at Bankhead. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day, Friday and Saturday. Like coats for her and for him, under $100. Save 70% on clearance fine jewelry. Take 50 to 60% off men's suits, dress shirts, sweaters, and more. Sheets and pillows, free after $15 mail-in rebate. Plus take 30% plus an extra 15% off small home appliances at Macy's one-day sale. And Plenty members, don't forget to maximize your savings by using at least 200 Plenty points at checkout. Terms apply. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
When it's time to install the cabinets and countertops, pros don't have time to wait around for the cabinets and countertops. So the Home Depot ships on-trend Hampton Bay cabinets and countertops with select finishes in as little as 48 hours. And during our winter kitchen and bath event, pros get 10% off bulk orders of 10 or more. Save time, save money. there's no better time. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event for pros. Going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
It's happy hour. We're discussing deep state shenanigans and other crap today. The discussion, this open discussion by a Twitter engineer.
Oh, yeah.
On making conservative opinion literally disappear.
Mm-hmm.
People who've been posting stories that are, feature the president in a positive light. And there's plenty of that. For example, there was a statement made, by the leader of South Korea to
yes.
the effect that...
Giving him credit for
getting North Korea mm-hmm. to agree to come to the table for some talks, which is certainly far better than hearing, well, we're going to have a nuclear war, which is all we're hearing them shriek.
Which is what the deep state wants.
Well, they certainly seem to think that that's what Trump wants, and that's the position they're advocating, when in fact he's been a pretty good diplomat in a lot of instances. That they've got Twitter rigged so that you'd think everybody was a liberal, and the
Facebook
more you
too.
Yeah. Yeah, Facebook. horrible.
Well, because, Greg, when you control the perception, you control essentially reality. Because someone's perception is reality to them. When you control what they perceive, then you are controlled. That's mind control.
Well, and let's add in, like, last month, a Facebook engineer came out and said that we were designing a lot of our algorithms to treat the things we show people like dopamine hits. We're treating people like lab rats. We're not trying to inform. We're trying to get people excited or angry or whatever.
It's like a drug.
It is. Well, and I've gotten into it that, especially on my phone, I have to stop myself in mindless scrolling up the timeline.
It's addictive.
And you're not even thinking about it. You're checking it for no reason.
It's an addiction.
And I'm glad I haven't messed with Twitter. Because Twitter, at least on Facebook, you can hash things out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
With Twitter, somebody can see 140 character post and assume everything about you. I don't use it that often.
They're scripting the narrative. They're changing everyone's perception, changing reality. They want us to think now that Trump is insane, that he must be removed because he colluded with the Russians, he got illegally elected, and they're trying to, because they're fighting for their survival.
Yep.
It's crazy, but that's what's happening.
I'm just so up to here with all of it. The idea that, that poll that came out, and who knows how legit it is, that 48% would vote for Oprah against Trump. That's why I posted that video today, so people could hear her talk about, well, we need all these old white people to die, and see, you know, a couple of dozen photos of her sticking her tongue in Harvey Weinstein's ear. Yeah, but the media, I haven't heard them challenge her on that once.
They're working for the deep state. They are controlled, totally.
Not once. And it makes you wonder, well, what kind of country do these people really want us to live in? I don't understand why they're so damn eager. Why do they want to be like Europe? You know, we have all these people that want in here from these other countries. And on the left, they'll tell you what a hellhole America is, especially with Trump in the White House. But they still want him in anyway.
Amazing, isn't it?
Just, I don't get it. If you're if the country you're trying to leave is so wonderful, why come here at all to this hellhole of the United States?
Mm-hmm. I guess when they stop wanting to come here, then we'll know we're really in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent point. Excellent point. There is a couple of other stories. You know, the media, in their rush to come up with, you know, this whole idea that they're going to psychoanalyze Trump and use his mental state as an excuse to invoke the 25th Amendment, which is total crap.
There will be a civil war if they remove that man from office.
They don't understand, you know, just...
They're playing with fire, Greg.
They really are. And they're the ones that are going to get burned, ultimately. They really are.
I agree.
We've been pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and blamed and blamed and blamed and blamed. And most of us have had it up to our eyeballs.
Up to our shaving cream.
This Yale professor who appeared on a bunch of different talk shows analyzing Trump as having a mental impairment isn't actually a licensed psychiatrist.
Wow.
But that didn't stop the media from putting her on TV.
Well, that's what they do anyway. They just go with any rumor. If it's anti-Trump, they're going to throw it out there.
She's not licensed to do anything. The hell is she teaching at Yale for? Yale University psychology professor. That's because, you know, if you're a professor, you must be an expert at whatever it is you're professing. It's unreal, man, and it makes me both angry and very, very sad and despondent about the future.
Yeah.
Because they will not bend, and we cannot let them get away with this. Red Top is on the phone.
Hey, guys. I heard an hour interview with this bozo lady.
Yeah.
And she is not a professor. She's an assistant.
Ah.
So she is so confused. Whatever she said, she has no basis for anything. Half the word she says was now when somebody says in an interview a lot, you know the person is not very intelligent, and that went for Hillary Clinton had more uhs than any presidential candidate.
Yeah, they're mentally locking up.
Yep. Have you guys heard about de Blasio suing the major oil companies? They announced his suit yesterday for damage done from climate change.
Are you
at New York City?
I haven't heard that.
He's suing the major oil companies because of
climate change damage in New York City, and he's divesting all the retirement systems of New York City from any oil stocks. Suing the five major oil companies for damage from climate change.
What damage? What damage is he claiming that climate change has done to New York City? How do you prove
Gotcha. They really weren't specific because there ain't none, guys.
Can they be specific when it's all BS?
Yeah, but you know what? To think that a judge might actually take this case is what the scary part of it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what's going on. Judges don't have to take cases.
Right.
Well, but, it depends on which judge. Yeah, look at all the asshats that Obama appointed that have been, you know, making rulings,
and
undermining Trump's authority.
Yep.
All they do is run out to the West Coast to the Ninth Circuit Court of, and there you go. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But didn't hear anything about that on the news at all except for yesterday, and it was on NPR that I heard this, actually, so... you guys ought to check into this. It's going to be interesting. I don't see how anybody can sue the oil companies for climate change. But, you know, there's folks that want to sue Remington, or is it Winchester, for... They're still in court about Columbine, I do believe, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there have been lawsuits that blame the manufacturer. Like, it's your fault for making it.
Yeah,
never seen a gun jump up and take off and shoot.
If I got pissed at Joey and beat him to death with a spatula...
Yeah.
His family could go after the spatula.
Yes, that's true.
Because if they didn't make the damn spatula, then I wouldn't have had it to hit Joey.
You know, then your young Joey would still be around.
What kind of spatula are you talking here?
I'd say Rubbermaid spatula. Go after Rubbermaid. They got the most money.
Yeah.
Because one of the early threats in my life when I was a kid and made to behave, you know, the serious one was Dad with the belt. That only had to happen
once.
That only had to happen once. But
Greg, you didn't have to use the cat of nine tails spatula, did you?
No.
No, thank God not. But my mom would threaten me with the wooden spoon.
Mentioning
the spatula death is bringing back bad...
A good lawyer could tie the two together.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
All right,
I need a licensed therapist.
There you go.
Hey, it's that time of the year, friends, on this hot, muggy, 75-degree afternoon.
In January.
Yeah, I know. We're getting spring, then winter is making a roaring comeback, and then a little more spring, then another roaring comeback from winter.
And on it goes.
Up and down. But this is the time of year that Lewis Lawn offers free pickup and delivery to get your mower in for a tune-up. I arranged for mine today because I bought myself Propel Toro. What a fantastic product. Fired up in the first pull every time all summer long. I chased it all over the lawn. It helped me stay in at least somewhat better shape. And it's just, even with an SUV now, it's not easy. They're heavy. You don't want to hurt yourself or your back, pull a muscle, unless you have, you know, the equipment to put it on a truck or a ramp where you can easily push it. You're much better off just letting Lewis take care of this for free.
Yep.
Normally it's a $50 charge, but through the end of February, don't wait. Don't put it. I'll get around to it. Call them today. Call them right now because they close in 6 minutes. 244-9191. Free pickup and delivery. All you pay for is the service to your equipment. At Lewis Lawn, of course, they carry everything you need to maintain a beautiful outside of your home for your lawn, shrubs, edgers, trimmers, pressure washers. They carry it all. And anything you buy there can be serviced there because your warranty means something at Lewis Lawn. Again, free pickup and delivery. Call Chad, TJ, Amy Haley at 244-9191 or stop by and see them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Boomer T.
Hey, I don't mean to jump on your commercial there, Greg, but let me tell you something. I went over to see Randy Burkhalter over there at Proud Performance C&C.
Yes.
About a month and a half ago, I told you I had a spot up there. He told me what grass seed to use. Well, all the leaves finally fell and all the snow's finally gone. Well, I decided to start blowing my leaves off just so I could see. Well, now I had to go out and buy me a... First, I had to go over to Lewis and buy me a brand new steel blower.
Good.
But go up above, right below the backpack. But my grass has grown so fast, I got to go over now and get my lawn. But anyway, I talked to a lieutenant colonel.
That's a conspiracy. All my sponsors are lined up like that, you know.
Oh, I don't care what
you Randy gets your grass to go quickly, so you'll go to Lewis and buy a mower.
And if you don't believe it, I will be glad if anybody come look at mine and see what how much grass. I had the most prettiest green yard on the lake, Jordan, I promise you.
I don't
and
know.
And I appreciate Randy. Anyway, okay, I talked to the Lieutenant Colonel today that is stationed in Seoul, Korea. This is what he told me. We off the record, we talk, blah, blah, blah. He's here for a couple of days for school. He'll fly back out, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, just tell me the bull stuff's over. You know, we're just talking right out. He said, okay, look, if something was going to happen, first off, everybody would be they would be slowly, easily moving people off the base.
Makes
okay,
sense.
Families would be back home. He said, my own family would be home. He says, on Friday, we're not allowed to drink on the base until on Friday and Saturday. He says they has not stopped, as of last time I was there, which was the other day, has not stopped the drinking on Friday, Saturday nights. We're still all at relaxation. He says we have so many things that are sitting out in the ocean, and we have so much monitoring on North Korea. The last thing you want to do is worry about North Korea. I came straight, you know, but it's just, you know, everybody else, oh, we're going to go, you know, Trump's going to cause World War III. No, what Trump did, Greg, was he said, look, like my dad always said, if somebody bullies you, you stand up to a bully, but you get a little bit louder than that bully does, and it backs them down. That's what Trump did with Rocket Man. He said, hey, I got this button over here, Captain. Trump said, it ain't going to happen, Captain. I got a bigger button, and I ain't afraid to use it. I'm glad he stood up for that. I'm glad he said what he said. He didn't offend me, because standing up for America is what it's all about. The Democrats need to get online, because this rotten junk that they played comes to an end. It's all coming to an end. It's all coming out.
Well, well guys, the only reason North Korea has nuclear weapons to play with is thanks to our pussy friends, the Clintons and others.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, look at all the money we've given. We've given them billions and billions.
We gave them the keys to Nuclear Kingdom. Boomer T, I'm out of time for the hour, but I appreciate it.
Hey, guys, God bless you. God bless America, guys.
You got it. It's closing in on a fresh edition of Fox at 4. Kurt, hang on. We'll get you right after the top of the hour.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion.